about Megyn Kelly. Because that's all anybody's talking about. Megyn Kelly and Newt Gingrich. Did you see Megyn Kelly and Newt Gingrich? Did you see that? Oh my God. Did you see it? That happened last night when we were on the air. I just didn't really talk about it. Because it's not surprising. It's Megyn Kelly. She's not a Republican. She's not a Republican. And she's trying out for CNN. You know, people were just beside themselves that CNN and MSNBC would devote that much time to giving props to another network and another host. And it was mainly CNN. MSNBC touched on it lightly, but CNN, it was like banging it with a drum, whether it was Don Lemon or Hack Tapper or Breonna Keeler. I mean, they were banging that drum. And people were like, well, that's because they hate Trump so much that they figured this was like a nail in the coffin that Megyn Kelly would get into a fight with Newt Gingrich about women and sex. And I went, no, that wasn't the case. Megyn Kelly's trying out. That's it. Because there's rumors that Zucker, who runs CNN, is being courted by the Murdoch family, the sons, to come in and take over Fox News. That's the big rumor. After the election, and I've told you guys 78,000 times, there's going to be a ton of shakeups after the election. Ton of shakeups. Remember, 50% of the media that's out there today, right now, got where they got, created their shows, did whatever they do based on Trump. So you have people like Seth Meyers, whose show was not supposed to be a political show going after Trump, became a political show going after Trump for the last year. Well, guess what? When the election's over, if Trump loses, Seth Meyers has now got a show that he's geared around going after Trump. So now is his show going to be a political show? And if that's the case, he now has to defend Hillary Clinton and Obamacare and Chicago being a killing zone. And the millions of people that would normally watch a 12:30 late night show don't watch his show because he's alienated all of those people with his leftist liberal BS. And the same can go for Colbert, John Oliver, Samantha Bee. All of these people created a cottage industry for the last year and a half to going after Trump. And if Trump doesn't win the White House, they're going to have to recraft their shows. Now, as far as Colbert is concerned, he'll be gone. Mark my words, Stephen Colbert will be gone after the election. Not a day after the election, but come the new year, he's going to be gone. CBS is not going to want a 11:30 late night show that's alienated 2 or 3 million people on purpose. They're not going to want that. The election's going to be over. It's going to be over. They're not going to want a franchise that was never third place. And it's only third place because Colbert says, I hate Republicans. I hate Trump supporters. I hate all of you. So there's going to be huge shakeups. And the same goes for CNN. Have you watched Anderson Cooper? Now, I know some people go, dude, I don't watch that. It's all crap. I don't watch it. Well, when you do what I do, even on this small level, you watch all these shows. You watch the Megyn Kelly. You got to watch all this crap. You got to read these stupid papers. The amount of print and airtime. You know, when you hear people go, oh, free media, Trump got, listen, you can't say free media equates to all of these dollars. If the free media is bad media, if somebody spends 2 hours drudging up interviews you did from 20 years ago and women who said you touched their pussy from 35 years ago, that's like a smoking commercial with a guy with a blowhole in his throat and a woman with a crap bag. Yeah, great, you're advertising smoking, but you're saying it will kill you. Yeah, great, you're advertising for Trump, talking about Trump, but it's 2 hours of saying he's a scumbag, he's a racist, he's a Nazi. He's everything bad in the world. So what are the Anderson Coopers? What are the Don Lemons? They've geared their shows up for 2 hours. Don Lemon spends 2 hours talking about Trump. Anderson Cooper, 2 hours talking about Wolf Blitzer. They all talk about Trump. All about Trump. So after this election, if Trump loses, there's going to be huge shakeups. And the big shakeup that people are talking about is Zucker going to Fox News. Because someone's going to have to run Fox News. And it's obvious Ailes is gone. I mean, of course, we know Ailes is gone. But the culture, that is, it's gone. And if Trump and Ailes and Bannon create a cable channel. And remember, we talked about this yesterday. It's very easy to do. Oprah's got one. Enough said. They create a cable channel. They're going to be purging a Sean Hannity. They're going to be purging a Bill O'Reilly. Oh, there's $20 million left on his contract. Here's $20 million. Goodbye. So there's talk of Zucker going to Fox. Now, Megyn Kelly's got about a year left on her contract. She already talked about how Roger Ailes sexually harassed her. Every show she does is anti-Trump. It's anti-Republican. I mean, she has Michael Moore on her show, for heaven's sake. She's not a Laura Ingraham. She's not a conservative woman. She does what she does because it's a gimmick. She does what she does because it's a gimmick. If you look attractive and you talk or pretend to talk about conservative issues, it bumps you to the front of the line. Bumps you to the front of the line. And if you have no real talent, eventually that gets seen through. Look at Essie Cupp. She was one of the first hipster douchebag, mildly attractive women that went, I'm a conservative, and got catapulted to Fox. She had her own segments, her own show. And eventually, what happened? That fizzled out. CNN brought her in, stuck her on Crossfire. That fizzled out. Now she's a jerk-off more than she ever was before. Big jerk-off. So Maggie Kelly was never a conservative. She was never an Ann Coulter. She never was. She's always wanted to be a Kelly Ripa. She's always wanted to be a Katie Couric. That's all she's ever wanted to be. But in the liberal world, there's competition. In the conservative world, you get jumped right to the front of the line. So she busted out her, is Santa Claus black? And everybody was like, oh, she's a conservative. Yay! Wow! But this entire election cycle, she's like the non-gay version of Rachel Maddow. When you watch her, it's like, oh, wow, it's this blonde with the boobs, and she posed, scantly, and was it GQ or Maxim, and she went out and fooled around with Brett Hume. I mean, come on. I mean, really? Look at Brett Hume. Even when Brett Hume was young, he was still old and kind of ugly. Megyn Kelly, 10 years ago, getting it on with Brett Hume. Why? Because she knew she could rise through the ranks. That's why. Brit Hume probably said to her, said Megan, and she's like, whoa, whoa. He's like, whoa, whoa, just take it down first, please. And she went, yeah, Brett. And he went, here's what you got to do. Here's what you got to do. You got to keep this conservative angle going. You got to really keep this going. This is going to propel you into stardom. Okay, Brett. Okay. So, you got Zucker talking about going to Fox. So, what does CNN do? CNN takes Megyn Kelly, the video with Newt Gingrich, had really nothing to do with Trump. It was all about, I got a little Hillary going there. It was all about telling Fox, so you're going to try to take Zucker? Well, here's the thing. Megan's got about a year left. We're going to take Megan. And to show you we mean business, we're going to profile her fighting with Trump's top surrogate to all of our audience. So now, all of our audience who doesn't like Republicans and don't like Trump and don't like Fox are going, yeah, that Megyn Kelly, man, she's awesome. Yeah. And so now the Murdoch kids are going, mother effer. Mother effer. What if Zucker doesn't leave? He gets a raise. Megan goes to them. If Trump doesn't win, he has his network, like Oprah. They take Hannity, and all we got is old-ass Britt Hume and Bill O'Loofa-Riley. Ay, ay, ay. That's what all of this was. It had nothing to do with Gingrich fighting with Kelly and by extension making Trump look bad. This was CNN versus Fox. It was the executives at CNN versus the Murdoch boys and putting Megyn Kelly on display for the CNN audience to welcome her with open arms. That's it. Megyn Kelly will be at CNN after the first of the year. Bet it. Take it to the bank. Take it to the bank. When she did that little Fox special, you know, the little real Fox, where she got to sit down with the tranny and then Trump and whatever other, whoever it was. That was them pacifying her. That was them going, okay, we're gonna just give you this. That was pacifying her. Because the thing about CNN is they let you. They'll work with you so you can work with other networks. Remember, Anderson Cooper does the 60 Minutes thing. That's CBS. Cooper does the 60 Minutes stuff. You don't think Megyn Kelly would love to be able to do a 60 Minutes thing? Once a month, she does some type of, I don't know, 60 Minutes Steve Kroft thing? I mean, that's big action. This was an audition for the CNN crowd. For the people like my dad who watched CNN, who went, my dad's not real familiar with Megyn Kelly. Yeah, he knows who Megyn Kelly is, but he doesn't watch Megyn Kelly's show. But that night, he got to watch Megyn Kelly go off on Newt Gingrich. And even play that little game at the end. Like you're, I don't mean to be sexist. I don't want to be overly sexist, but like that typical girl, woman, bitchy, where she had to have that last word, that last, you know, that, and you go get your anger in check, or whatever the hell she said, that little smart-ass thing. It was like, okay, we're done now. You go get your anger in check. You go ha-. And Newt's like, you too. I mean, he looked like a little bitch also. But, I mean, it was just bizarre. But, man, to CNN crowd, they're like, yeah! Had nothing to do with Trump. It was about Megyn Kelly being introduced to the CNN family. Mark my words, she will be at CNN next year. There's my two cents on the Megyn Kelly situation. It's the Rob Zicari Show. All right, we are done for the evening, guys. You are the best as always. Nobody's better than this audience. Don't forget, you can hear us on Spreaker. Just go to Spreaker and type the Rob Zicari Show. It's right there. You got tons of episodes. Go to iTunes. Type in Rob Zicari Show. Tons of episodes. Go to Blog Talk Radio. Type in Rob Zicari Show. Tons of episodes. Go to iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio. Driving in your car and you got one of them fancy-dancy cars, okay? I got one of them fancy-dancy cars. It's really not a fancy-dancy car. It's a Jap car, but it's got the fancy-dancy dashboard. got the fancy dancy dashboard where I got the apps and I got the iHeartRadio app, damn it. And I punch in the Rob Zicari show and I listen to myself. Not all the time. I don't want to sound too narcissistic. But I do sometimes listen to myself in the car and it's cool. I'm like, ah, look at that. I'm on the radio in the car. It's not, terrestrial AM radio, but nonetheless, it is what it is. So go there. Listen to it. Read the articles we have, the Rob Zicari show. Go there. You will enjoy the articles. Trust me. You'll go there. Go to the Twitter. Do the whole thing. We'll see you guys tomorrow for another fun-filled program. Talk to you guys then. Goodbye.